Speaking with students at Ball State University, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour says he still wants to add a solar farm to the 53 acres of former General Motors property. Downscaling the original project will allow him to pay in cash instead of bringing a new proposal to the city council. The original proposal was voted down in June of 2022 in a 5-4 vote.
We're going to put solar in there, but we're going to put in what we have cash for. And so the council wouldn't let me borrow. Had they let me borrow, we would have $570,000 in solar revenues this year and a beautiful solar field in what was a brown field.
At the time, the council supported solar energy, but worried Muncie would pay more for the project than it would get back from selling solar energy to the grid. Council members also pointed out that the city was responsible for maintenance and repair costs in that contract. Ridenour says the smaller cash-funded plan has the potential for additional funds and future administrations to add to the project. The previous city council had a Republican majority, but the new council sworn in last month is now a majority Democrat. Ridenour thinks they will not vote based on party lines.
I don't think the party has anything to do with it. There are sometimes people make decisions based on party. I think that solar one was based on party, but most of the time people will do the right thing. I enjoy working with people who are trying to make a difference, so we just try and share with them how they can help.
Ridenour did not say when the project would be officially announced. In Muncie, Daniel Huber, IPR News.